And now the Passover celebration was drawing near, the Jewish festival when only bread made without yeast was used. The chief priests and other religious leaders were actively plotting Jesus' murder, trying to find a way to kill him without starting a riot, a possibility they greatly feared. Then Satan entered into Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12 disciples, and he went over to the chief priests and captains of the temple guards to discuss the best ways to betray Jesus to them. They were, of course, delighted to know that he was ready to help them and promised him a reward. So he began to look for an opportunity for them to arrest Jesus quietly when the crowds weren't around. Jesus knew on the evening of Passover day that it would be his last night on earth before returning to his Father. During supper, the devil had already suggested to Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, that this was the night to carry out his plan to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had given him everything, and that he had come from God and would return to God. And how he loved his disciples. So he got up from the supper table, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his loins, poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and wipe them with the towel he had around him. When he came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, "Master, you shouldn't be washing our feet like this." Jesus replied, "You don't understand now why I am doing it. Someday you will." "No," Peter protested, "you shall never wash my feet." "But if I don't, you can't be my partner," Jesus replied. Simon Peter exclaimed, "Then wash my hands and head as well, not just my feet." Jesus replied, "One who has bathed all over needs only to have his feet washed to be entirely clean. Now you are clean. But that isn't true of everyone here." For Jesus knew who would betray him. And that is what he meant when he said, "Not all of you are clean." After washing their feet, he put on his robe again and sat down and asked, "Do you understand what I was doing? You call me Master and Lord, and you do well to say it, for it is true. And since I, the Lord and Teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. How true it is that a servant is not greater than his master, nor is the messenger more important than the one who sends him. You know these things. Now do them. That is the path of blessing. I am not saying these things to all of you. I know so well each one of you I chose. The scripture declares, 'One who eats supper with me will betray me,' and this will soon come true. I tell you this now so that when it happens, you will believe on me." Simon said, "Lord, I am ready to go to prison with you and even to die with you." But Jesus said, "Peter, let me tell you something. Between now and tomorrow morning when the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times, declaring that you don't even know me." Then, accompanied by the disciples, he left the upstairs room and went, as usual, to the Mount of Olives. There he told them, "Pray God that you will not be overcome by temptation." He walked away, perhaps a stone's throw, and knelt down and prayed this prayer, "Father, if you are willing, please take away this cup of horror from me. But I want your will, not mine." Then an angel from heaven appeared and strengthened him, for he was in such agony of spirit that he broke into a sweat, with great drops falling to the ground like blood as he prayed more and more earnestly. At last he stood up again and returned to the disciples, only to find them asleep, exhausted from grief. "Asleep," he said, "get up. Pray God that you will not fall when you are tempted." But even as he said this, a mob approached, led by Judas, one of his 12 disciples. Judas walked over to Jesus and kissed him on the cheek in friendly greeting. But Jesus said, "Judas, how can you do this? Betray the Messiah with a kiss." When the other disciples saw what was about to happen, they exclaimed, "Master, shall we fight? We brought along the swords." And one of them slashed at the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, "Don't resist any more. and he touched the place where the man's ear had been and restored it. So they seized him and led him to the high priest's residence, and Peter followed at a distance. The soldiers lit a fire in the courtyard and sat around it for warmth, and Peter joined them there. A servant girl noticed him in the firelight and began staring at him. Finally she spoke. This man was with Jesus. Peter denied it. Woman, he said, I don't even know the man. After a while, someone else looked at him and said, You must be one of them. No, sir, I am not, Peter replied. About an hour later, someone else flatly stated, I know this fellow is one of Jesus' disciples, for both are from Galilee. But Peter said, Man, I don't know what you are talking about. And as he said the words, a rooster crowed. At that moment, Jesus turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered what he had said. Before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will deny me three times. And Peter walked out of the courtyard, weeping bitterly.